and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 12, The One with the Holiday Something. I'm Ray from railingsofatvwhore.com.
Sorry.
I know, I screwed up. Go ahead.
I'm Jason the TV Holic from tvholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com.
Oh, you guys are assholes. All right, sorry. Oh, everybody, that was an auspicious. that was an auspicious beginning. I hope everybody's having a good holiday season. As you can tell, we are clearly ready for a little holiday break. Yeah. I'll ask again around the table. Any news anybody wants to talk about? Complete silence.
Chris Chenoweth got a new job.
Legally Mad. David E. Kelly.
Yeah, that's good for her. I mean, it is good. That's a good writer for her. Sounds like a good role for her.
But you're angry and upset and sad.
I will miss Olive Snook.
I will miss Olive Snook, too. I will admit that I'm a fan of David E. Kelly's shows, so I'm actually looking forward to...
I am, too.
And I'm guessing they'll be singing, because there's always singing on his shows.
Mm-hmm.
Should be interesting. Any other news? I know there were SAG award nominations or something, but I didn't...
Same old shit, different day, is my feeling on the SAG Awards.
Lovely.
The end.
The end. I don't have any other... I know there's other stuff, but I swear to God.
I feel like there's not a lot going on, because we're in the December time.
This is true. And... there were some budget cuts. I know that Fox did some budget cutting, but I don't remember. I know Dollhouse was in there. That's why I know about it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember who else was on those budget cuts. And I don't remember what they cited. I'm sure it's the economy.
In important news.
Yes.
I told someone to listen to Dr. Horrible today, and they did, and they loved it. That's important news.
It is important news.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Horrible is now officially on Amazon as a released DVD.
Exactly.
We're recording this on the 19th. Dr. Horrible came out today. I'm sorry, this is so not news, but... it's news to us.
It is news. It's news to us. It's important because I made a new person like it. What? He wasn't a new person.
He was just born out of the womb and you introduced him to
and
it.
He likes Dr.
He just recently became a person.
Oh, so funny. What was he before, an alien?
Well, I don't know. Apparently there's somebody that has some device hooked up to their... some woman has the device hooked up to her belly so that it tweets every time the baby kicks. So, you know.
No, she does not.
Yes, I've heard that too.
That's brilliant.
Amory, I should have bought you one of those tweet things for your plants.
So if you could reply back, maybe you could get a not yet born person to like Dr. Horrible.
That would be pretty impressive. I'm kind of in awe of that idea. All right.
I know. All right. Is there any other actual news?
Not really. There's stuff going on with the SAG and their possible strike and stuff, but I prefer not to talk about that until we know for sure. What, Amory?
I think it's funny that the guy who played Ira on Sybil is the president of SAG.
Okay.
That just cracks me up.
Random. All right, we don't really have any news, obviously, everybody.
I like that you say random, like you don't expect that from me by now. Random.
I still like to note that it's a random item, just in case anybody out there is not paying attention to the fact that you're always random. I think your name should just be random.
Just in case
and I'm random from my take on TV. Dot com.
Okay. Wow, we're so on the ball today. All right, let's move on.
On from all the randomness?
Oh, yes. Because we're just rambling, which is appropriate for me, but not necessarily appropriate for the podcast. All right, so our podcast today is about our favorite holiday episodes/specials. Who'd like to go first?
I have to say that the only thing going through my head right now is Bear City. Bear City from Saturday Night Live, and I'm not sure why.
All right, Amory, focus. I know we just covered that you're random, but come on.
Okay. My favorite episode of Saved by the Bell, it is the one where Zach finds a homeless girl and falls in love with her in two episodes. Because he meets a homeless man in the bathroom, and it turns out to be the homeless girl's girl father. And she faints because she hasn't been eating.
I remember that episode.
I love that episode so much. My brother and I worship it. Every time it's on, it's like, oh, that's great.
Why do you love that episode? I mean,
I have no idea.
I was just trying to get to the bottom of why exactly it was one of your favorites.
There's no deep-seated reason. I just love it. There's nothing as cheesy as Saved by the Bell. Nothing.
I'll agree with that, for sure. Mm-hmm. And now I'm blanking out on holiday episodes because I'm so
busy. Because mine chopped everything? I know.
I'm thinking
because you have Bear City stuck in your head?
I don't. I'm just thinking about Zach on a...
Raising the Bar?
No.
Stupid hair.
Amory.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Random? It's not that random, actually.
We should change the name of the episode to the one with the holiday randomness.
Yeah.
The giggles. The holiday giggles. All right. One of my favorites, it's a new favorite, is the A Very Supernatural Christmas, which we'll be playing next Thursday, for the record.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
You didn't see last year's Christmas episode?
I didn't really watch it until this year.
Oh, Amory. You'll need to make sure it's taping this Thursday. It's very good. It has, like, special credits for it,
yeah.
And we get to find out where Dean gets his amulet.
Oh. Necklace,
and it'll freak you out.
Really?
It may ruin Christmas for you, but it's pretty good.
Nice. Yeah!
But if you watch it after Thursday, Christmas will be over anyway, so you'll have a whole year to recover. Nice. I like that one. I like any show that, like, does, like, the special kind of credits and the special music just for Christmas. And they did that, and, like, Psych does that all the time.
I love Psych holiday episode this year. Not necessarily the episode. It wasn't my favorite, but I love the I can't think of the word. Credits.
Okay. I love their opening credits as well.
Awesome. Jason, is there anything that you'd like to say?
I second that. I really enjoyed the Christmas credits.
Okay. Oh, God. Everybody, I have, like, the giggles. I have to apologize to our listening audience. Okay, let's think of some others. Friends had the whole bunch of Christmas episodes.
Yeah, the one I was thinking of is from the second season, the one with Phoebe's dad, where Joey and Chandler aren't going to get any gifts or whatever, or wait till the last minute to get gifts, and then they go with Phoebe, and she spends all day, outside her dad's house or whatever, doesn't want to go, go up to it. And so they end up buying gifts at the gas station on the way back. And it's that last scene of the episode, pretty much, where they're handing out the sodas and stuff like that from the things they picked up at the gas station. That's the one that always comes to mind when I start thinking of holiday episodes and stuff like that.
They buy Ross lemon lime. And they give Rachel a new car smell and windshield wipers. And she's like, I don't even have a car. And they're like, yeah, but now you'll think you do. You'll smell like you do. That's funny. I also love the episode, which if you were paying attention to my Twitter today, I said I watched it on WB.com. Was the Holiday Armadillo, in which...
Yeah, I like that one.
Ross is trying to teach... He's trying to teach his son about Hanukkah, because he knows everything about Santa, whatever. And what's his son's name? Oh my God, I just watched that. Thank you, Ben. And Ben is only interested in Santa and Christmas and whatever. So Ross, he goes to get a Santa suit, right? And yeah. There's no Santa suits left, so there's only an armadillo. And then at the very end, Rachel and Phoebe come in, and Rachel goes, it looks like Easter Bunny's funeral in here. It's very funny. Clearly, I think it's funny. Okay, what else? So there's a whole bunch of Friends ones, which you can watch, by the way, right now at the WB.com.
What else?
Chrismica, The OC always had great episodes.
The first one specifically was like my favorite, but they were really good every year. Except maybe the year he got What's Her Face a tree.
I like that year though, because that has the Yarm Claws.
Oh, that's true.
And I love the Yarm Claws.
But the first one was the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
And that
Literally.
One.
Sorry, go on. It really was Ryan's first experience.
No, it was. It was the it was Ryan's first Christmas. It was just the part of, well, there was lots of good stuff in that episode, but watching or having Seth explain what Christmas is was really good. Turning it into, one giant super holiday with lots of gifts.
What I love about Seth is, if you watch every year, Seth is never the one to decorate. Like, he's always directing people on how to decorate.
Mm-hmm.
Even in that last one, he's just directing people, and then he gets to go get her, what's her name? Lindsay. Lindsay? Is that right?
Lindsay,
and bring her back. So he never has to decorate, because he always delegates that task to everybody else. I love
delegation. That's what's important. Yes. I hate decorating.
I don't hate decorating. All right, so we've talked about the OC, which leads us into some other Schwartz Christmases. Clearly, Josh Schwartz is a fan of the holiday season.
Yes, he is.
This year's Chuck is going to be one of my favorite, I think, of all time, of the Chuck episodes. Can't remember the name of it this year.
Chuck versus the Santa Claus.
Chuck versus the Santa Claus.
Or Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
At any rate, Santa's in the title.
Chuck versus Santa Claus. Last year they had one too, like the Lester telling everybody, like, what was he doing on the how to play? Oh my God, it's the Jewish game with the thing.
Dreidel?
Yes.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of play. And it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Hey!
Yes, last year...
By the entertainment.
I know. Last year, Lester was... Remember how they kept betting on it, and he like kept changing the rules of what it was just so that he could win? It was very funny. Which is ironic now that I think about it, because it's not ironic, but funny, because this year's episode also had betting in it. There's a lot of betting going on at Bymore. I guess when you're bored.
I like that they're all standing there with, wads of cash in their hand watching the TVs. It's like every movie or something where you've seen where there's like betting going on and there's just cash changing hands all over the place.
I know. As if they would have that much.
I like when the car crashes in and who is it that wins? And they're like, I want my...
Anna.
It's like, I want my money.
Anna says there'll be an accident and he'll take hostages. Yeah. Something like that. She's not concerned about being a hostage at all.
Wants to know that she won.
Not showing up.
What?
I'm a big fan of Family Matters.
Uh-huh.
So it was nice to see Carl Winslow there.
Yes, it was. And the diehard shout-outs there. Loved those.
That was unbelievable. That was so well done.
They're good.
With all that.
Yes, it was.
I mean, he's basically playing that character from, from Die Hard.
He is playing
still.
That character.
But now he's, and there was just too many good moments in there, from eating the Twinkies to, and then the non-diehard stuff in there, which, by the way, favorite TV moments, or not TV moments, but Die Hard's one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies, so that's
nice. So it was a double whammy for you.
So it really works out, it really worked out well for that episode of Chuck.
All right, moving on, we also have... I didn't watch this, but I've watched episodes. I've watched scenes from it on YouTube. Gossip Girl last year, Roman Holiday. For some reason,
I remember it. I didn't watch. I'm sure I watched it because I was watching Gossip Girl pretty hardcore last year. But I don't know.
Serena creates a winter wonderland for Dan, and
then they do it.
Yes. Christmas present. I guess that's a cheap way to go. Anyway.
what's the return policy on that?
I guess you just don't call in the morning if you want to return it. All right. Okay, moving on. All right, so one of my other favorites is Seinfeld and Festivus for the rest of us.
I am not a huge fan of Seinfeld. And I have to be honest, I don't even know that I 100% realize what exactly the episode of Festivus is about.
Where they, the Costanzas make a, George Costanza's father makes a separate holiday for the rest of us. Where they, like, stand around the pole and, like, air their complaints.
Yeah, the airing of grievances.
Yes, exactly.
That makes me think of another show, that my favorite Christmas episode.
Yes.
Did you ever watch King of Queens?
Yes.
Well, the one where Carrie and Doug are going to Carrie's work party, and Doug gets her, like, a film-loaded camera, but she gets a special digital camera from work or something. And, oh, it's just hilarious because she has to use this old camera. Well, it's not old, but it's just, like, not right. Digital. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
That's the kind of thing that would happen to me with my family.
And she was like, no, I love this camera. But then she, like, really loved. Everybody was like, oh, Carrie, you should use the camera that you got from your boss. And she's like, nope, I'm good. I like this one. So good.
Oh, Carrie. Doug. Eccles Family Christmas?
Oh.
I was waiting. I was wondering when you were going to.
I had to remember. Like, I have to go through them all in my head. It is one of my favorites. The last scene of that episode is one of my favorite visuals of Veronica Mars ever. When they, like, when you're close up, you can see the snow and you think that it's really, like, Christmassy, whatever, and the bells are ringing, and then they pull back and you can see that it's all fake.
It's all manufactured, yeah.
Exactly. I love that. I think that, like, represents the show really well. Love that visual. I also just love, like, I love Veronica playing the poker game, like, pretending like she doesn't know how to play poker, and then she... then they hand her the cards to deal, and they're like, oh, shit. Very funny. Anyway... And the boys in their matching boxers.
Oh, boys.
It was a very good Christmas present.
Us.
What else? Come on.
This year, you said Chuck, this year's Chuck would be for you. And I think that was a really great episode, but I really enjoyed this year's Big Bang Theory. I thought that was, that whole episode that was with so Sheldon good. Was... That was just, there was so much stuff from Sheldon, you know, giving his explanation of why he doesn't celebrate Christmas, and then Wolowitz turns and he's like, and Charlie Brown, that's, you know, that's the meaning of boring. You know?
All these little throw-ins,
all different stuff was just, and then the gift exchange was having Leonard Nimoy's DNA or Penny getting the Science for Kids set from Leonard. It was, I laughed so much that whole episode.
I laughed a lot too, but I don't understand why Penny didn't realize how huge of a gift that was, like, for him. How did she not realize that that was going to be, like, his favorite thing ever? I don't know. She just seemed like, why is this so important? But he was so thrilled.
I don't think I didn't take it that way. I thought she, like, was amused that he thought it was so great, but, like, it didn't cost her anything, so.
Oh, that's true.
And it was just a
dirty
napkin.
Then he comes out with all the baskets. Oh, that was brilliant.
He's so funny. I know it's not enough.
Yeah. I know it's not enough.
And then he gives her the, kind of takes forever to hug. And she's like,
oh, that hug was brilliant.
Sheldon's hugging me. He's hugging me.
That was a great hug.
I love those two. It was a very good episode. What else? Well, then we have, like, specials. You just mentioned it. Well, you mentioned it as a part of the Big Bang, but Charlie Brown Christmas.
Which I can't remember ever having seen.
Amory.
I know.
I am revoking your...
You know what, though? When I was little, I'm sure I did, but I don't...
Don't like Seinfeld and you've never seen a Charlie Brown Christmas? What?
I don't know what to do with you.
I know. I'm terrible.
Ducky will be very upset to hear that you can't remember seeing a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I'm sure I have, though.
The Christmas tree, like, falls over with the one ornament. You don't remember that? Oh, Amory. You're missing out.
You're a fade.
All right, what about the TNT 24-hour showing of A Christmas Story? One of my favorite Christmas movies.
See, I can watch that, like, once or twice, but I don't need to watch it 24 hours.
I don't think it's intended for you to watch it the entire 24 hours, Amory. I mean, I'm sure that Ducky does because he loves it, but I'm not sure you need to.
It gives people that work all different times to shot it, watching
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah.
I watch it multiple times, to be honest with you. Like, I don't watch the whole thing all the way through. Like, I'll catch a piece of it, and then,
exactly,
you know, an hour later or 3 hours later, I know I can tune in, and then it's probably on a different part now, so.
I think we always have it on in the background at my grandma's when we go over for dinner.
All right, what about The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Now, I was just talking about this at work today. I've seen, you know, the original 40-minute one that's like of the cartoon, and that doesn't creep me out. But Jim Carrey creeps me out.
I actually like I know a lot of people don't like the newer one, but I actually like the new, I mean, I love the old one. Like, the old one would be my favorite of all time, but I actually enjoy the new one. I've watched it at least twice this season already, so it's one of the Christmas movies I actually own on DVD, so I put it in while I was doing Christmas stuff.
Huh.
Oh, really? All right.
I'm sorry. Did you want a different reaction?
No, I don't want you to manufacture a reaction. Because I can't pull back and show that it's a fake reaction. all right, do we have any others?
You know, I'm going to think about a billion others when I'm done, when we're off of the phone.
I've been having trouble thinking of
all right,
actual
you guys.
Holiday Christmas episodes.
You have had.
No, I'm scrolling down the list right now on Wikipedia of Christmas television specials, and I remember the shows, and I can look at them and go, well, I know I've seen that episode, but I don't really recall. I mean, I'm looking at all the different shows, you know, Roseanne and Home Improvement, Full House, Everybody Loves Raymond, Cheers. I'm sure I've seen all those episodes that they mentioned.
I've absolutely seen every Full House, and they're amazing.
I can vaguely recall the Full House. I'm sure I've seen all the Full House ones too, but I can vaguely recall them right now.
Exactly. Ray, you had a lot of time to remember.
Oh, shut up, Amory. Well, if we don't have any others, then let's move on to prime time. Do we have any others? Wait.
So.
Oh, I know I wanted to ask.
Oh, what?
What?
No, go ahead.
Did you have something?
No, I was reacting because you were reacting.
Oh. All right, so the one I wanted to ask you guys a question, sort of like our Thanksgiving, but not who we would invite. If you could spend Christmas with any TV family, I guess, or any TV gathering, because it could be more than, you know what I'm talking about. Like, if you wanted to spend it on the OCs with the Coens in summer. Yes. Where would you spend Christmas if you could spend it with any TV characters that you'd like?
Well, we know who I'm going to pick.
Amory.
Christmas and
I'm
Dylan.
Very predictable. Yeah, I'm going to Dylan's Christmas. Bye, guys.
Ooh, Amory.
No, I just think because the Coach Eric Taylor and his family are brilliant. And I think they would welcome me.
I'm sure they would welcome you.
I love them.
Jason?
I'm getting a little choked up. No, not really.
Well, I don't know. Present day, I'd probably still be hanging out with the gang from How I Met Your Mother. But, you know, if it was a sci-fi Christmas, you know, I could go back in time and I'd be hanging with my friends.
With who? What?
I'd be hanging with my friends.
Friends. Okay, got it. Just took
me
a second.
I'd be hanging with Mr. Cooper. I love that show.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to go something a little different this year because Christmas time, I like the surreal quality of Pushing Daisies. And we haven't really got to see them celebrating Christmas, but I imagine that it'd be quite pretty and beautiful. So yeah. I would like to celebrate Christmas with them.
I'll allow it.
Thanks. You allowed me to invade your world for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know, but if I was going to go back in time, though, I think I might hang out with the Tanners because I love a Full House. Also, maybe the Step-by-Step family. But you know what? Apparently, the Step-by-Step family and Full House were like in the same, what's the word I'm looking for? Dimensions? Because Urkel visited both of them.
This is true. So you could hang out with all of them.
Yeah, I could be on Family Matters, Step-by-Step, and Full House. So that would be awesome.
You'd have a busy Christmas day.
I would. Hooey. Four Christmases.
That's for sure.
You would. Four Christmases. Nice.
Hopefully yours would be better than the Four Christmases in
the
theaters.
I'm a walking advertisement right now, that's what I am.
Although I'm assuming that you're throwing in like your own Christmas or something because you only mentioned three.
No, remember I'm hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, you're also hanging with Mr. Cooper.
No, I'm time traveling back to TGIF.
She's just jumping from show to show as they air.
Star that was on all four shows at least.
You know who I would also, it would be kind of fun to see how It's Always Sunny group gang celebrates Christmas.
Somebody would probably end up on fire.
Probably. I'm thinking so. Let's move on to prime time.
Sure.
All right. So first up, Sunday's Dexter. Somebody had something to say about Dexter. This week was the finale.
Yeah, it was the season finale. And I don't know, there seemed to be, I don't know, more people that didn't like it than liked it. And I think it was kind of odd for the finale because they almost wrapped up like the major arc in the previous episode. And some people have been sort of down on the whole season, but I think the whole season's been really good. It's just it was just different than like the previous season. And so it wasn't that it, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it didn't have that, I don't know, a heightened sense in exactly every episode of what was going on. But the story arc that they told of, you know, a guy that's never really had any friends, he doesn't really have any feelings towards anything, you know, and him trying to, you know, actually have a friend and maybe a best friend, and that whole story arc. And then also him preparing to get married and possibly be a father. That whole story I thought was all really interesting and very well done. And it just was differently good than the previous two seasons. It wasn't that it was bad, like some people seem to be, mm-hmm. you know, taking a hatchet to the season.
Like Dexter himself. Sorry. I have no comments because I do not watch.
Yeah.
Have you finished watching, Amory? Did you stop watching in the middle? So you can't.
I stopped watching in the middle.
Nice.
I'm sure that I'll catch up, though.
I'm sure that you will. And in about 3 months, you will be able to say whether you thought it was bad, too.
Exactly. And believe me, I will. I'll have a lot to say.
I'm sure you will.
I not have a lot to say.
True. True that.
Case in point, I won't stop talking.
Amory, I'd like to move on to the next show. I remembered one, by the way, you guys. Californication. I just have to mention it because I think, was that this week that was the finale or was that last week?
No, it was the...
It was this week,
yeah,
right?
This past week was after Dexter was the finale.
All right, because I watched it on demand 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
same here. So I was... Yeah.
I think it's an interesting ending. I like that he stayed in L.A. with his daughter. And I like that he said at the end that it was all about his daughter. Like, you know, it was all about making her happy. So I liked it. I don't know how I felt about this season overall. I felt like it was kind of lackluster, I guess.
Well, I heard that the finale sets up for Natasha McElhinney not come back.
I think it sets up that it could be a little while before she's back, before they're reunited, because she goes off to New York, and they stay because the daughter's boyfriend, basically. but I think it's a better like obstacle for them than trying to split them up again. Like split them up, like have them not love each other. They've made it clear that they both love each other. You know what I mean? So, I think that it's a better obstacle, the idea that he doesn't want to stop her from doing something she's always wanted to do, but he also wants to make his daughter happy, so he's willing to sacrifice and stay. And then that obviously splits them up, so they can't be together right now. So, anyway, all right, so let's move on to Monday nights. We actually kind of already talked about Chuck, unless we have other things we want to say. I guess I do have one other thing we didn't really talk about in the Christmassy part. My one comment on it is that I liked the way it ended. Like, I liked the setup there. Mm-hmm. I like that it's a more believable reason for Chuck and Sarah to not be together than the idea that, you know what I mean? I mean, the idea was there before that they're from separate worlds, but, like, to have Chuck actually have seen her do what she did, even if he finds out that she had reason for what she did and that it was to protect him, I don't think it makes it any better. Like, it's hard, you know what I mean? It's going to be hard for him to get over that hurdle of seeing her do that and knowing that she could do that to anybody, I guess, basically. No other comments?
No, I think I covered what I had to say about Chuck. Did I even say anything?
No,
that was
a good scene, but they did set up this thing that it now seems like, you know, Fulcrum knows something's going on at the at the Buy More, and just because they got rid of that guy, the other guy may not know that he was the Intersect, but unless they stick that guy in a deep, dark hole someplace, he knows, you know, that Chuck's important. That's something I hope that maybe over the rest of this season or something like that is while you don't really want to see Chuck change too much, you would like to see him maybe stop being quite as trustful of everybody, because he seems to be willing to tell almost anybody.
Yeah.
At some point that but they left it open that, you know, obviously Fulcrum had set this whole thing up, was going on, and maybe they don't know exactly what was going on, but now, because, you know, she killed that guy, but they still leave it open as that they know something's going on here at the Buy More or something like that. So I don't know, it seems like a big hole to open up, that because you can't just go along now and just continue to have him. It seems odd if they just continue to go along working at the Buy More and as the cover or whatever. It seems kind of odd unless something else happens to...
I can see them continuing to work at Buy More, but they shouldn't. I am optimistic that I can trust the writers to know that they brought it up and that we aren't going to forget that now Fulcrum knows something is going on and that Fulcrum is not going to forget. And that especially so now, like, if their agent doesn't come back, they especially would know that they've hit upon something, right? Because why would they get rid of the agent if there wasn't something big happening at the Buy More, or they weren't, you know what I mean? They weren't there to protect somebody. So I'm hoping that the writers are indeed setting that up for something, because otherwise that would just be silly if they were not going to follow up on it. I think there are ways for them to get out of it and still use Buy More as a cover. They just have to, I'm hoping that they have some plan, and I'm sure that they do have some plan. I'm just eager to see what it is, I guess. All right, well, let's move on then. Big Bang Theory. We kind of already talked about it. If you guys had anything else to say, let me know. No?
It was just nice to see Trucco. Wait, was that last week? No, that was this week.
He was there.
Love me some Sam Anders.
He's a hottie.
He was even hotter as a science dude. Like,
he is.
Just beautiful.
I have to say, on that note of him being a science guy, that did lead to, that was a great scene for Leonard with the, where he's talking about, you said we couldn't be together because it was too smart for you or whatever. And this guy here is like, you'd have to like, what'd he say? Like, stick it, you know, stick something in my head to,
yeah,
or stick something in his head to make, you know, for us to be, because he's so much smarter than even me, and you're with him. That scene was really good too.
I think it actually kind of exposes that Leonard doesn't get that it wasn't about him being smarter; it was about how he treated Lenny. I mean, Lenny.
Lenny?
How he, yeah, how he treated Penny. Shut up. How he treated Penny, like, as that was all happening, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because of her reaction to her, him being smarter, his treatment of her is what led to them breaking up, not the fact that he's smarter than her. So it kind of exposes that he doesn't really realize exactly why they broke up. All right, moving on then. I also had Heroes on Monday night. Sorry, I was going to try to move on to Tuesday. Can't do it. All right, so my only comment about Heroes is that I didn't think this episode was all that great, and yes, there continue to be huge.
Look at, like, you with the grammar today.
I don't know what's wrong with me. There continue to be, like, huge, like, problems with plot holes, and I don't know. There's just confusing things happening, you know what I mean? But I have to say that I actually really loved the setup that they did for the next volume, which is the Fugitives volume. And they kind of pulled me back in because I want to see what happens next, which is, you know, I guess what these writers are good at doing. Damn them. I keep sticking it out because I have to see what's coming next just to make sure that I'm not missing out on something great.
Attention, Tim Kring. I gave up on your show last year. You will not pull me back in. Love me.
Oh, Amory. Any other comments about Heroes? I know I was the only one who had something to say, but...
Well, I haven't watched it yet, so...
Okay.
It's become continually one of the last things I catch up on from the week.
Well, you have a little while now before you have to catch up on it. All right, so let's move on to Tuesday. I don't think I have anything written down for Tuesday. Leverage, I guess, but I don't have a lot of thoughts about Leverage this week.
I like Leverage. I don't know.
You now can get Leverage in HD from iTunes, for the record.
Yes, you can. I got two emails about it today.
I know, so did I.
tell you what, though. That Christian Kane, even with the long hair, Mm-hmm. He is a sexy, sexy man.
He is indeed.
And even 8 years away, 8 years away from his girl, and she can't keep her hands off him.
Who could?
I know. Woo-wee. Love you, Christian Kane.
If you're I love that they actually used his music in this episode, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to Wednesday, then. First,
Wait, can I just
daisies.
Say that I really like The Mentalist?
Oh, and, I forgot. Sorry.
Well, one more thing about two things about The Mentalist. A, Robin Tunney can't act. She can't act. She can't act. I don't know how many times I have to say it. And B,
what did you say about Robin Tunney?
Really?
So you think she can't act? Is that what you're saying?
I think that she needs to have a guest starring role on my favorite show on the ABC Family Channel.
Which is?
She's a pregnant guidance counselor or something.
All right.
And
she can't act.
My second thing before we move on to Wednesday is that I don't like it that they're sort of setting it up that I think she's starting to fall in love with Patrick.
I felt that they were setting that up from the very first episode.
I just feel it more now, and I don't like it.
Because she can't act?
Yes. She couldn't act on Prison Break. You know what, though? I do love The Craft. It's a great movie.
Holy randomness, Batman.
But she's in that. That's why I came up with that.
Yeah, it's not completely random. At least it's just like a tangent.
Exactly. We can move on now. I'm done.
Okay, good. Amory loves The Mentalist. Robin can't act.
The end. Well, I like the Mentalist episode because they kind of hit on the overall story arc without, you know, of, you know, him losing his family and stuff like that, but without it being completely about that. You know, it would just sort of move that story along while still doing a nice, you know, episode of the week.
I also want to add, Elizabeth Rom looked amazing in this episode. I don't know if she got like a nose job or if she took some acting lessons or maybe Robin Tunney's terrible acting made Elizabeth Rom look so much better, but it was a really good episode for her, so congrats.
Why gotta be mean to Elizabeth Rom?
I hated her on Law and Order.
Okay.
But she wasn't bad on Angel.
She wasn't. That's why I said, why you gotta hate? Why you gotta hate on my girl?
I'm sorry.
It's because you're bitter about Law and Order.
It is.
And we know how you hold those against people.
I do. I hold grudges. I'm sorry, Elizabeth Rom.
No, you just gave her props, so I guess it's okay. All right. All right, whatever. Let's move on from The Mentalist. Move on to Wednesday night and Pushing Daisies.
You know what I wish would have happened?
What?
That it would not have been canceled and it would still be on the air for years to come?
I wish that they would let what's-her-name in on the information. I wish that Olive would learn what's up.
I agree. I don't quite understand why they don't. Like, she knows so much now. Wouldn't it be better for her to... Like, I think in this episode it proved that if they let her in on it, she maybe wouldn't do things just to be spiteful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to be spiteful, but she, like, doesn't realize sometimes when she's doing things that it's hurting them or could hurt them or put them in danger. And if she knew the truth, then she wouldn't do those things because she would know the truth.
Right. Also, I didn't like the three Norwegians, as much as everybody else did. And I thought that their accents were terrible, except I think the girl might be from...
Norway?
From Norwegia?
Yeah, from Norwegia. Well, she definitely has some kind of accent, so like she could kind of do it, but I don't know.
I thought it was fun. Like, I thought the whole reason that their accent was not perfect was because it was supposed to be funny.
Oh, maybe I missed
it. I took it that way.
Oh, and I did love Jim Dale's,
No, he didn't.
Hell no.
No, hell no. That's what it is.
Oh, hell no.
Mother. You took our mother.
And George Hamilton. Let's talk about George Hamilton for a minute. I didn't know he was playing Ned's dad.
I don't think he did previously, did he?
No.
That's not the same guy who was Ned's dad in, like, the Halloween episode.
No.
I wonder why they changed it.
I don't know. I think I remember Brian Fuller saying that he wanted a name for it. Like, he wanted a big name.
I know, but if you couldn't get the name in the first place, then you shouldn't change it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, really they were trying to do anything for ratings at that point, Ray.
True. I'm sorry. It didn't work. So I think they should go back and edit in the old father.
Yeah, put the old guy back in there.
I was going to say something, but I don't remember what now. Because you didn't like the Norwegians, but I love me some Orlando Jones, so.
I do like Orlando Jones.
He's just funny. I just like him. He just makes me laugh. Everything he does. Okay, then.
Okay, then.
Any more comments about Pushing Daisies? I didn't really comment on anything. I thought it was funny.
No, there were just, there was lots of great moments. I had to go back and watch, the first couple segments of it on ABC.com because the feed we got here, when it recorded, there was a scene at the beginning that just paused. And so I was basically staring into Chuck's eyes for 2 minutes because it
Are you complaining just, about that?
No, not necessarily complaining about that, but then I missed out on, you know, like 2 or 3 minutes of dialogue there as they're sitting at the table. And so I had to go back and watch that. And it turns out there was a lot of stuff that happened in that 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just remembered
line of Coke.
I know. That's
like, oh, my God.
That you forgot? That you forgot? Where? What?
Drug addict?
No, because clearly
Coke will do that for you.
Oh, God. I remembered a line of dialogue that I forgot. It was about a coat. When he says to her something about her being a turncoat, and she's like, no, like a more like a reversible rain jacket.
Yeah, that was great.
People, Coke. Why you gotta jump to Coke immediately?
You said Coke.
I did not say Coke. I said coat.
Oh.
I like just the little stuff thrown in, like when Olive's talking to the ants and she's like, well, that gives me pause. And Vivian's like, well, you should try a manicure. And she's like, no, not that.
That's so good.
Oh, show. We're going to miss you.
Oh, show.
All right. Let's move on.
Because I'll start crying soon.
The next show on Wednesday night, we have Life, which this episode was pretty fracking amazing.
It was so good.
I almost kicked the TV because of that ending.
I know. And you Twittered about it after you watched it. And I was like, oh my God, I have to stay up to watch Life now.
Well, especially because you have to wait till February to find out how they're going to resolve everything.
Oh my God.
I know. I actually think, to be honest with you, I think I would have liked the ending more and hated it more had we just seen him fall instead, or like him turn around and see the bullet shot and then him fall instead of like the whole afterlife type of moment there. Because, I mean, granted, we know. I think that's why they did it. We know that he's not going to die because, you know, the show
he's
is about
the star
him.
Of the show.
Exactly.
Because life still would be over.
Exactly. It still would be kind of, I just thought it would have been a more interesting, because I actually believed in that moment. Like, I was really right there. Like, oh my God, no! Charlie!
That reminds me of All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Emery!
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. Then also there was Danny falling off the wagon.
Yeah. What was that about? Why did she just suddenly start drinking?
I think it was supposed to be one Roman's comment to her about Cruz and her dad. And then also, like, I got the feeling it was because the chief, you know, when he was in the shower there, was talking about his relationship with his dad. And I think it all just kind of got to her. And there was a moment there when she kind of recognized, what's her face? What's the girl's name? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the...
Rachel.
Rachel, thank you.
Hannah from...
I know, I was going to say Hannah. I'm like, no, that's not the right name. Rachel, when she, like, you know, when they met and she's like, have we met before? So I don't know if there was something going on there, too, but whatever it was.
Why would they have met? That's my question.
I don't know, something through her dad.
I guess.
They had her stashed away, so at some point in time when they were both a lot younger, they may have come in contact.
True.
I never believed in Sarah Shahi's abilities as an actress.
Uh-huh.
It's not Robin Tunney bad to say that, but I thought she was quite good when she was yelling at Cruz and she was like, I am your commanding officer, you tell me the truth. That was good. She was good.
I've never had a problem with her, probably because I loved her on The L Word, so I'm pretty
supposed
to like her. Yeah,
I didn't watch the season where she was in. So
she's hot. That's all I gotta say. I'm perfectly straight, for the record. Straight is a something. Something that's straight.
Straight is
straight.
Straight is something that's straight.
I mean,
you can't get much
like,
straighter than that.
I'm not like straight like a Bendaroo kind of straight, because then I really wouldn't be that straight. So, you know, straight is something that's
straight. Straight is a hold up. What?
God. But Sarah Sahi, she's hot.
What is a Bendaroo?
I feel like it's spam mail about them all the time. Like, there's things that kids can play with that you can, like, bend in different
they're
shapes
straight.
And build things. But I get spam email. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, sham wow. That's another spam.
Sham
email.
Wow. That is another good one. That's another good one. I have the handy switch.
No. No.
You, it's a, this has nothing to do with TV, but it's a infomercial, so I guess it counts. But you plug in like this little wireless connector, and it's an on-off switch, like a wall switch that I can take, like I can go to bed and shut my light off without having to shut it off and then walk through my room. Or since my TiVo can't get shut off and it's plugged into the light switch, and so I can't turn my light switch off, yeah. I have to walk all the way in my room to turn the light on. So with my handy switch that Michael got me for my birthday, I can turn the light on from the living room.
Huh. Well, I love that at least the TiVo made it into the story. It was TV related.
Absolutely.
Could you turn that light off? Oh, wait, it stopped recording.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
All right. All right. So we went off on a tangent there. Life.
Tangent City. Population 3 now.
Okay. Life. Back to life. Charlie shot his dad. Just wanted to throw that out there. Oh, wait.
I love
no.
that his dad is Jeff.
What?
Pierce?
Huh?
His dad is the former president from.
Oh, yes. He is. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Unhappily ever after. Love
him. The other thing I want to talk about was what's his face in prison. That was what I Twittered, in case you were curious. I Twittered that Charlie Cruz is a badass, having already called ahead and made sure that what's his face was taken care of in prison.
Wait, I didn't get that. Wait, what? I must have missed a part of the episode.
You couldn't have missed it. There were two sections of it where the guys walk up, like the guys in prison are threatening. What's his name?
Right. They threaten Ted.
Ted.
Right. They threaten Ted, and then. And he says, fine, let's go ahead. I know how this looks afterward. You know what I mean? Like, basically saying I can't defend myself. And then the other guys walk over and stand up for him. And then the guy tells Ted, Charlie Cruz says it's going to be okay or something like that. Or something like that. Like, indicating that Charlie is the one who made the phone call to take care of him.
Yeah, and then later when they're eating, he mentions that he got a small piece of pie. And so the guy calls that other guy over and has him. Given his pie.
Yeah.
But then I like that the guy says something and he goes, that sounds like Charlie.
He says,
he's like, you know, Charlie taught me or whatever. So
he says, do you ever miss it? And the guy says, what? And he says, life. And he says, this is life.
And that scene. And so it wasn't just like necessarily that Charlie had like, you know, promised like some of his buku bucks to somebody or something like that or something. It was actually, you know, somebody that he had like made friends with or helped out in another way or something like that.
Correct.
That was now repaying the favor.
All right. I guess that covers life. Sadly, we will not get to see what happens until February.
Do we know officially when it comes back, though?
February 4th is when it's supposed to be back.
Is it officially? Okay. Because I didn't know if it had been like officially put on the schedule or not.
Yep. It's on there.
Nice.
Anything else? I don't have any other shows written down, so you guys think of anything else in the meantime?
Mm-mm. What else did I watch this week?
I don't know. A lot of things are gone because it's Christmas time.
Gone, going, gone, always gone, gone, give a damn. Thank you, Jack Johnson.
All right.
I'm in a singing kind of mood.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is everything, isn't it? Do we have anything else we want to talk about quickly?
Yep. I do have a funny story to tell about Willy Wonka last night.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we were watching we were watching Willy Wonka. And
that's Willy Wonka's cousin, Willa.
Brains at some point starts giving away the it's more how an idiot I am. How much of an idiot, I guess I should say.
Are you about to say that Brains was giving away the ending?
Sort of.
Okay.
Brains was giving away, like, what was going to happen next, and I turned to her, and I was like, geez, spoiler alert. And she was like, Anna Marie, everyone in this room has seen this movie ridiculous amounts of time. I felt like such an ass. I just had to share that with you guys.
Spoiler alert. Oh, Amory.
Another holiday TV watching memory from Amory.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Didn't we have somebody that asked a question about Dirty Sexy Money?
Dirty Sexy Money, yes.
We did. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. We had a voicemail from Rochelle. Rochelle called us up and asked, why am I even saying it? I'll just play it right here so you can hear it.
I'm just curious if Dirty Sexy Money is really canceled for good. This is Rochelle. Bye.
Do we know the answer to that? The answer is yes. Rochelle, I'm sorry. The answer to your question is yes, it's really canceled for good.
Yeah, while it's one of those not, you know, officially.
I thought it had been announced that that one was canceled.
I don't know.
Getting the backup. I think they were all just kind of not getting the back nine.
I think the only one that was like sort of officially canceled was Pushing Daisies, where, you know, it was announced that, you know, people were notified that they weren't going to be back. But mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything official, you know, totally official of. They just gave it that, you know, sort of ending. There's not going to be any more episodes this season. But most people are taking that to mean that there's not going to be any more episodes at all. I'd probably say that's true. So,
I think it's canceled. Rochelle, let us.
I would just say that whether it's officially canceled or not, the chances of you seeing any more episodes past however many they already have filmed is unlikely to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, Rochelle.
And Rochelle is making me think of Seinfeld.
Okay.
Wasn't that like a movie or something that they... It just reminds me of something from Seinfeld.
Yes, it's the thing they go see, like the French movie or the...
Yeah.
Where they have to try to get seats for Rochelle.
Bear City. Bear City. That's where my mind goes.
Every... All right, I think that wraps everything up. And Rochelle's question reminds me to let you know that if you'd like to call and ask the question, please do. Our listener line is at 213-985-3176. Or, as always, you can email us through our website at www.tvtimes3.com. Spell it all out. Our music today was provided by iodapromonet.com. All right, you guys, I think we're... done. I hope everybody has a happy holiday, whatever you celebrate, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus. For the rest of us. Whatever you celebrate, I hope that
Thursday.
You have a happy...
a happy Thursday. Merry Thursday, everyone.
I hope that you have a happy holiday and that you are safe if you're traveling anywhere.
Also, have a merry... What? Crap. No. A happy new year. We won't be back until 2009.
Oh, that's true. I should have said that. We will be taking a not so short break. 3 weeks. Is that how long we're going to be gone?
Looks it.
Yes. 3 week hiatus.
3 week hiatus. We will be back in January.
Yes, hiatus for 3 weeks. We've not been canceled. We're just on hiatus.
We're just on hiatus, guys.
Yes. Unlike Dirty Sexy Money, we will be coming back. We're not off the schedule completely. All right. We will be back in January. I don't remember what our first topic of the year will be. But
TV predictions for 2009.
Thank you. That will be our first topic of the year. If you have any TV predictions for 2009, you can give our listener line a call, which I already gave the number for. All right.
You have no excuse not to leave a message because you've got 3 weeks.
Exactly.
You got
3 weeks to leave a message. And to leave us some feedback on iTunes and to subscribe to our feed. All of it. You got 3 weeks to do it, people. Everybody, have happy holidays.
Bailey Snobbydad.
It's been real giggly.
It has been real. It's been real. It's been real giggly. That's a word.
I can't. I can't wait to find out which blooper you used to play at the
end. Yeah, I can't wait
episode.
To hear how this comes out, because I didn't talk much.
I did too much
and then didn't talk about TV.
The podcast is going to be pretty much a blooperific podcast, I think.
Blooperific, dude. Okay.
All righty then. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
La 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 la.
Goodbye.
At least it's not bare.
Remember, you can only use. Remember that you can only use 3 seconds of a song.
Exactly.
So you.
Silent night. No.
Okay. All right.
I can't think of any other Christmas songs. Santa
really?
Claus.
Really? Wait, hang on a second.
Silver Bells.
Is the only Christmas song.
I just can't remember any right now. It's like, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Have yourself. I can't sing that one.
A Merry Little Christmas.
May your days be bright.
From now on. Our troubles will be out of sight.
All right.
All right. Now that we've serenaded each other, I have to go eat dinner.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Like, what are you doing? Because you're, like, really quiet right now.
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, your freaking microphone.
Do you need it close? Is it close better?
You just went in and out.
That's what she said.
Nicely done.